On Tisha B'Av, there is an Isser of Talmud Torah. And that's not out the din of Tainis, because on other fast days there's no Isser of Talmud Torah, Yom Kippur. The Isser is out Zaveilus, and Avo can't learn Torah. And on Tisha B'Av, you have a din of an Avo. Why can't an Avo learn Torah? Because B'kudei Hashem Yisharim Mitzam Chelev. Because Torah gives you Tainig enjoyment, and therefore you are supposed to be a Tainug, you're supposed to minimize your pleasures during Avelis. So, since the reason is enjoyment, so the assumption is that if you learn Hilchas Avelis, you learn the Dvarim Haram, you learn sad things about Jewish history, Churban, so that is permitted. That is definitely permitted. Shailas among the Mefarshim is, what about learning those things be'ian? Can I learn them in detail? Because if I learn them be'ian, I'm gonna get a simcha. So that's a further debate among the Mefarshim, whether one is permitted to learn on Tisha B'Av be'ian. Some point out that today they might even want to mavatil them. Today it's, some people want to mavatil the Isser of learning Torah, because now what do the people do? They go out and watch movies all day, they play ball. But what could they do that you can't nullify, you know, the Isser of Talmud Torah? So at least you could be lenient on this. But that's what the post can point. That's why Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos, the famous Maisa with the Beis Halevi, with one of the Maskilim. I think Damascus was saying to me, you guys are always so machmir. So the Beis Halevi said, you want a kula? I'll give you a kula. You're allowed to learn Erev Pesach after Erev Tisha B'Av Acha Chatzos. I don't think he was interested in that kind of kula. So that's Dominicus. Many are lenient to learn Erev Tisha B'Av even after Chatzos. Well, definitely you could learn, whether you learn Dvarim Haram or not, certainly if it falls out on Shabbos. So that's the famous Ragachava. They say the Ragachava learned during Avelis, perhaps on Tisha B'Av. Ay is an Isser, so that's what they point out, that there's a din of an Isser. Yerushalmi writes, if someone's an Istinus, he's allowed to learn Torah. And it bothers him, there's so much, Isser is someone who's in so much pain that he's allowed to do something. I'd say Rabbi Gamliel, he took a shower during Shiva because he was an Istinus, so the Rechitza wasn't a Rechitza Shel Tainug, it was just to take away the tzad. That's the Hetzer during the 9 days, is you're just getting off the dirt. It's just a matter of you take a shower every day, so it's not a Tainug. Obviously you take a shorter shower, maybe, not as long, etc., maybe not as hot, but however you're going to do it, as long the Isser is a Rechitza Shel Tainug, if you're doing it for other reasons, and certainly now during COVID, especially those who work in a hospital or other places, so certainly there's nothing to discuss. And anyway, in the minhag seems to be everyone takes showers, because we assume they're not with Tainug, it's for health reasons, etc. So too, the Yerushalmi writes halacha regarding Talmud Torah. Imagine a day without learning. But the Beis Yosef, he didn't put this down with halacha. So they say over the Ragachava didn't follow. I mean, that didn't follow. The Ragachava felt he was on that level of being an Istinus, and that's why on those days, during Avelis or Tisha B'Av, the Ragachava would learn. So it's kind of like the same halacha as Rechitza. It's a Rechitza Shel Tainig, which is Asur. If it's not for Tainig, it's Matur. Talmud Torah is for Simcha, Pikud Hashem Yisam Chelev. But for the Ragachava, if he didn't learn, it caused him so much tsar, so the effort for him, it would be Mutter. So for Yechidei Segula, maybe it would be Mutter, but generally the accepted minhag is we only learn Dvarim Haram, and then there's a further debate, you know, how in depth do you go into them? So I guess if it's the choice of not learning at all versus versus doing other, let's say, Dvarim Batalim, so then there's more of a reason to rely on learning the Dvarim Haraim more be'ian.